More than three-quarters of the knights were there, massed together like a great steel fist. Sir Adam Marbrand had the command. Tyrion saw his banner unfurl as his standard-bearer shook it out, a burning tree, orange and smoke. Behind him flew Sir Flemon's purple unicorn, the brindled boar of Craighall, the bantam rooster of Swift, and more. His lord father took his place on the hill, where he had slept. Around him the reserve assembled, a huge force, half-mounted and half-foot, 5,000 strong. Lord Tywin almost always chose to command the reserve. He would take the high ground and watch the battle unfold below him, committing his forces when and where they were needed most. Even from afar, his lord father was resplendent. Tywin Lannister's battle armour put his son Jaime's gilded suit to shame. His great cloak was sewn with countless layers of cloth of gold, so heavy that it barely stirred even when he charged, so large that its drape covered most of his stallion's hindquarters when he took the saddle. No ordinary class would suffice for such a weight, so the great cloak was held in place by a matched pair of miniature lionesses crouching on his shoulders, as if poised to spring.